Well, to be perfectly honest, Mrs. Fawlty, I like a woman with spirit.
Oh, do you? Is that what you like?
I do, I do.
Have you watched this programme?
No.
Right, OK, so you don't have any idea what this programme does. You have no idea who our meteorologist is, Nora Tobin, who's one of the most outspoken people on climate change, who has written an entire book talking about what we each need to do as individuals on climate change, and you have the audacity to come on here and say that we're completely distracted and we're not talking about the issues. We talk about them every single morning, Sam. You're not getting people on your side, including people who would naturally be sympathetic to your cause. Sorry, and I'm going to end it there, because you've already said you don't watch and you don't care.
You got knocked the fuck out, man!
But before we talk about 2024, we have to win a historic victory for Republicans on November 8th.
Fuck off. Welcome to Pod Culture Vultures.
Shut up, you soppy wanker!
With me, Dino, and joined with me as always is my hetero life mate, Kev.
You better believe it.
Okay, so this is going to be a standard opening for the next few weeks, because we have looked at four comedies.
Classic comedies.
Classic comedies. Two from the 70s, one from the 80s, one from the 90s. So we're looking at Porridge, Red Dwarf, Bottom, and 40 Towers.
Oh, wonderful stuff.
So we've actually done something a little bit different, where we've recorded ourselves watching the episode, commenting on it, and just having our normal general chit-chat within that. But, November is going to be a comedy month.
Funny month.
Funny month. Anyway.
Nobbly November.
Let's tuck into the comedy, darling.
Now, what shall we talk about?
Bottom! Classic.
Just Rick Mayall's facial expression.
Classic. Fuck proper.
Rick Mayall, those comedy actors where he wouldn't even need to say anything.
No.
He's just hilarious. For his
he's the fucking master, isn't he? It's just great. Surely missed.
Oh, yeah, big time. God bless his soul.
Right.
His fingernails.
I was just thinking that as well.
And I'll raise you four trips to the laundrette. 3p in real money. And one cleaning and disinfecting right round the back
of the lavatory.
Well, that's cleaned me out. Right, what have you got? Right. Three pairs.
Shit.
Two pairs.
Oh,
two and a half pairs. Stand up. No. Come on. I've got a hernia. Now yeah. It's all the excitement just gave me a hernia.
No,
stand up.
I'll
give you a hernia. Right.
Got a Chinese bed.
Shoes. Oh, don't be ridiculous. Make sure you fold them up and put them in there. Best ones. I'm not angry, it's just we're playing with a deck of 12 cards here. Right, let's get on with the game. Right, what have you got? Five kings. Signed photo of Sue Carpenter. Oh, Chinese burn. I'll that
now. Chinese burn.
The water's that game, mate. Then you'll really be for it.
Who's at the show?
What death can that be at this time of day? Well, I'm not expecting anyone, nor am I. Well, it must be for someone else then. Yeah. Right, now again. Yeah, back. Some cards stud or crazy eights.
Mate, so leave this to me, mate. I don't know the rules.
Right, one card slam it is then. You know. 12 quid.
Bloody hell. Brilliant. Why don't they all shoot each other on those river boats?
This was brilliant, wasn't he? Rick Mal.
This man's cost me a fortune. I don't have to, mate. Not for the next 6 years.
Alright, I'm coming.
A bald head with sideburns.
That's enough. Just be here. Not the alarm, but calm. Quiet. It's the gas man.
Hello.
I wonder if I could just read your meter. Hello, Mr. Gas Man.
Yes, hello. What?
Hello, Mr. Gas Man.
Does somebody look yes, after you? Can I talk?
Just read your meter. Gas Man. Gas Man. Gas Man.
Every time, knob gag.
You look at that, mate? It's very boring. I had a look at it once and fell into a coma. Actually, that's where you're wrong. Because the ones on this street are particularly interesting.
Oh, really? Why's that then?
Mm-hmm. Well, there's been a complaint from someone in this street that the people don't watch for their gas. We've got to check all the meters in this street and make sure everything's okay.
Have you checked next door yet?
No,
stupid, it. Stupid bastard, Eddie.
That is, if I don't knock off before
they
I
they knock him
it.
Out?
Yeah.
Oh, with a cricket bat as well.
Quarter to six brilliant. Now. So if it takes me 15 minutes timing, to do brilliant. This one, probably won't get to it until tomorrow morning.
Nod, nod. Nod, nod, nod.
It's just a strange reading.
What does it say?
Not, 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 not.
That'd be right. We don't use gas, do we, Eddie?
I don't even know what it is, mate. It's gas. All right, I'll get it. How'd you keep it so warm in here?
That's so
then?
Good.
We make love.
Except that.
No, no, not together, you understand. On our own.
That's very interesting. Turns all sorts, don't it? Right, I think I'll be on my way.
It's so aggressive in a minute, isn't it?
Right.
Stay and drink
what
your tea.
Is it? Do you want a cup of tea? Tea? No, I don't think I will, thank you very much.
You must drink our tea. It's the best tea in London. Sit down and drink it. Play back 12 minutes.
Right, yes, I'd love a cup of tea, thanks very much. Right, I'll put the kettle on then.
The floor.
Yeah, put the kettle on the floor. So we won't be needing that because we don't use gas. How do we usually make the tea?
We usually use the water from the hot tap, don't we?
Yeah, that's what we do. Funny the things you forget, eh?
Did you ever watch The New Statesman?
No, I don't think I did.
Because that's Rick Mal in it as Alan Bastard.
Look, the politician guy.
There's a Tory politician there. I was thinking about that the other day because obviously they, with the government and that, but
remind me of a story,
I just thought he's so long good in that.
Yeah, yeah.
He's lost so really good in
that. I think it's one of those ones where, you know, you turn over like at some point in the evening, it was on, but I don't think I ever really watched it.
It was an ITV one, I think.
Oh, was it? Okay.
Yeah. But I really liked it. He's horrible to his assistant, Piers.
Morgan.
Called Dave. Well, come along, Eddie. We're dying for some lovely cups of refreshing tea.
Is your water heated by a gas boiler, then?
Yeah. No, it isn't. Because we don't use gas. Because we don't know what it is. Why are you using the hot tap, then?
We get the cold water from the hot tap. That way we save wear and tear on the cold tap.
How do you heat the water for the tea, then?
We don't. We have it cold.
We have it.
Yes, that's right. We have it cold. But your pilot light seems to be on.
Is it? Right, oh my God, it's called fire. That was a close one, wasn't it?
Right, here we go, then. 3 mugs of steaming cold tea. Better drink it before it gets warm.
Cheerio, then. This is the best tea in London.
Do you ever see Filthy Rich and Cat Flap, which they were in?
Yeah, because I think you had a video of it when we were at college, but yeah. That probably would have been the last time I watched it. Like, comic strip, wasn't it?
Well, no, it was in between Young Ones and Bottom.
Lovely. Right, okay.
And he was supposed to be a sort of a really bad actor, third-rate actor. And Aidan Edmondson was his bodyguard, stroke minder.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Right, I'll just be on my way then.
No, you can't go.
Why not?
I'm right on you.
What?
I love you and I can't live without you. At least not for the next 8 minutes.
Right, that's it. I'm off.
You stay where you are, mate.
It's no, I'm on the
way now. You're not going anywhere.
Bang! Just beat the shit out of him.
It started looking at him. He's dead.
I never touched him.
You were the frying pan, didn't you? You were touching that at the time.
Bollocks, you killed him. He was dead.
Why do you keep hitting him with the frying pan?
For fun.
Oh, God. What are we going to do?
About 25 years.
But it was an accident. He fell over on his way to the door. That's right.
Repeatedly.
And himself repeatedly over the head.
We're done for. Wake up, you bastard!
They were brilliant in the Guildhall, though, weren't they, when they did their live show?
Fucking amazing. We had front row seats for that, didn't we?
We did, yeah.
I'm sorry. Okay. Oh, God. This is
because weren't you worried that he was going to pick on you?
So you've got to be sensible.
No,
or was it you wanted to get picked on? It was someone like that.
It was probably that I wanted to get picked on, but I just thought...
Because we were sort of off-centre, weren't we?
Yeah, and I just...
Why don't you give him the kiss of life?
Yeah! No, I will not!
No, I think... I think we wanted him, because it was me, you and Dan. Was it just me, you and Dan, or was it someone else with us as well?
Might have been just us three.
I think it was us three, me, you and Dan, and then because when they mentioned bad news, we cheered, didn't we?
Ah, oh, that's right.
And he turned round, and because I think we were the only ones who knew what he meant.
Yeah.
Bad news, I'm afraid. Cracking band.
Look, just hold his nose, yank his mouth open, and blow a load of air into his lungs.
Well, doesn't sound very romantic, Eddie. Good grief, it's no wonder you're still single. Get off! He's my bird. Do you
want
to
Do you know that they, before Rick Mail died, they were going to do another series of this?
I'll give him a go with this.
What, a bottom?
Yeah. They managed to get it commissioned by the BBC.
How's he look?
And then they went And they were, it was going to be based on the Hooligans Island, so they would have had...
Well, they were still at the island, or... Yeah,
so it would have been based around the fact... Is he related to you?
Is he related to you? I've had a better idea.
Oh, no!
Have you no shame?
Yeah, and then they went into an office and started writing, and after 2 days they just said, we can't do it because we're coming up against the same arguments that we did while we stopped writing in the first place.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm just going to undo your zip. Nothing sexy. It's actually quite good for you, so you lie back and relax. Well, that's what you're doing anyway, isn't it?
It's been nearly 10 years now since she died.
Yeah, it must be something like that.
It's 2013, I think, isn't it?
Thing is, I think with a lot of these comedies that we like, they are of time and place. And I think if they did another one, it's...
Yeah, I think...
It would have been a lot more challenging to rekindle that spirit.
But that would have been... That would have, as I say, that would have been over 10 years ago that they were going to do it.
Yeah.
And I think... If it was... Because they based it on the live stuff.
Yeah.
It might have worked. Sticks it in his bollock. Oh, God! Bloody hell, my head! Stick him on a bus. Fatty hell, man.
Great, he's still
open. Hello.
Hello, I'm Al. How's the kebab business? Yeah, all right. I don't want a conversation about it. It's just an English pleasantry. How are you off the meat?
Bugger you, then.
Yeah? I'll bugger you, then. No good. He said his Alsatian got run over this morning, so he's all right for me for the rest of the week. What are we going to do with the body?
What body?
What body? Ibby, that is absolutely wrong.
Put it under the rug.
Yeah, well, it's early days. We've got to fatten you out a bit.
Christ!
That's not bad, actually.
Hello, hello, hello.
All right, I'll pretend to be a policeman.
What's that dead body doing under the rug?
What's that dead body doing under the car?
On a bus.
Why don't we stick him on a bus?
Yeah. No, no good. The conductor knows when he didn't pay his fare.
No, no, why don't we stick him on a bus?
Because the conductor would notice when he didn't pay his fare.
I mean, on the roof.
Oh! Oh. You don't get conductors on the roof.
That's what makes the plan so flawless. Nobody will find him till he gets to the depot, and even then they won't know where he's come from.
Yeah, well, not unless they look in his pocketbook and see that the last job he had today was here. Oh,
Well, that's no problem. Well, got a five here. Should come in handy. Where are we? Here we are.
All right, Dickens.
No problem with the meter in this...
Rick Mao tried to make it in America, didn't he, in the early 90s?
What, bottom?
No.
Oh, he was just trying to make it. Oh, after Drop Dead Fred?
Yeah, he did that, and I think he did another film, but...
Oh, no, that was in the 90s, wasn't it? Drop Dead Fred.
Yeah. But, they kept saying about remaking it, and they were on about Russell Brand doing it, but...
What, Drop Dead Fred?
Yeah.
I don't think he'd do anything like that now, would he?
Russell Brand, I don't think.
No, I think he went back 10 years ago. He probably would have done when he was doing things like
Arthur.
Yeah, I did like that. Yeah, when he was that version of Russell Brand,
yeah.
Not the version he's become now.
Yeah.
I don't think he would do anything like that. In fact, no. I can't remember the last time he did do a film.
He didn't do it. He didn't. He got or away a TV from series. It, didn't he?
Yeah.
He just does a lot of. Political stand-up and things, isn't he?
He's very much into his mindfulness now, isn't he?
Yeah, as well. Religion and things.
What happened?
But I thought I did quite like Arthur. I thought it was all right, but You can't beat Dudley Moore's version of it.
See, I can't really remember too much of it. I've seen the Russell Brown version more. I think I've only ever seen the Dudley Moore one once.
Really?
Yeah, and I've seen the Russell Brown one at least a few times.
But now Dudley Moore one's much better. I think he's much more funny when he's pissed. One of the best bits of it is there's a moose's head on the wall. First of all, he walks in, he looks at us, oh, how embarrassing for you. Like that. And then Thomas says, have you got any questions? He goes, yeah. Where's the rest of this moose?
Quarter past six, is it? Right. That means you've got till 9 o'clock tomorrow morning, which is, that's a difficult one. There's a five, isn't it? No. 4 hours, 27 minutes, is it? Oh yeah, I was just about to say that. That means you've got 4 hours and 27 minutes to get in next door and remove that illegal gas pipeline that connects to next door's mains, right?
Oh, that's right, Mr. Rockweiler. It's got that woman in it.
That sounds just a trifle unfair to me.
Oh, that's the spirit.
How about we go one more time?
Merriment. Okay. Right. Come on in. Let's hasten to the neighbours. Shouldn't be a problem. He's a nice enough man.
Now that's true.
She's knobbing the door.
Evening, Mr. Rottweiler.
Completely different character.
He's got his vest on again.
Yeah.
Well, we brought you around
from Porridge.
A bottle of sherry.
Dark very much. Anything else?
Who is it, darling?
Them bastards from next door. Won't be a tick. Have you got a real woman in there?
Oh, can we have a look?
Do you mind if I get my camera? Look, don't look me angry. Something very special's happened to me. I'm in love. It's the real thing. So I don't want you two jerks coming around messing things up. Do you understand? If I see either of you again tonight, I'll kill you.
Aid Edmonds' face.
Yes.
Knob in the door now.
What?
What?
What? Back.
That looks like a really elaborate set as well.
It does, doesn't it? Yeah, yeah.
What they're doing.
What?
You can see the monitor, look, underneath Rick Mayall's elbow. You can actually see the camera monitor. Never noticed that before.
I was just telling you to keep your head down.
Oh! I've done that.
I know that.
He's got his camera.
Arsehole.
Arsehole.
I heard that. Bloody nonsense!
It's just the point.
They're having it off!
It's quite cartoon-like, isn't it? I mean, obviously, the way they, the cartoon violence, and also the sets, although they're not, they look quite cartoon-like, don't they?
It's a bit Tom and Jerry-ish, isn't it?
Yeah.
Top catch.
You see one nipple? Oh.
Hole.
Right in his fucking bedroom.
It's
not the kitchen.
Despair not.
Then they go in the kitchen and he starts eating stuff from the fridge.
You talk an incredible amount of bollocks, don't you? Shh. You come into the kitchen, I'll tidy up in here. Okie dokie.
Fucking brick.
What?
Well, that's the one. Okay.
Fucking illegal pipe. Mental.
The sound effects they use are brilliant, aren't they?
Again, it's like cartoon like, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Fucking bankrupt. Oh, two boiled eggs at once.
He
gets in with him, doesn't
he? He gets under the blanket, yeah. It's a copper look.
How are you doing, Eddie?
Very well, oh, thank you.
How much longer are you going to be?
Oh, quite a while.
I'll just tidy things up in here.
His face again. Yeah.
No.
Scrambling around.
The lengths he goes to just to
see a bit of lady.
Bit of lady, yeah. Why on earth he climbs into bed, I don't know.
Time for a bit of work.
This is fucking
Guest House Paradiso as well. That was a good one.
The film was good. Yeah. Yeah, that was really good. Yeah.
I think Ade Emerson did a lot of that because he directed it as well.
Mm. That was the last thing they did, wasn't it?
Yeah, but it was after he'd had his accident on the quad bike.
On the quad bike, yeah.
But it's called Mr. Thwaite.
Mr. Twat.
Well, the best part of that is the woman says it right. Oh, Mr. Thwaite. That's cunt, actually. His face.
What the bloody hell do you think you're doing?
Just a match.
Bloody hell, call the gas board!
Really? And how long do you think it'll take to burn off the entire North Sea gas reserves?
What do you reckon?
I reckon we ought to get out of here!
Okie dokie, I'll just get rid of the evidence!
Come on, you can't make it! You and me together from here to eternity! Come on, let's get out of here!
Come on,
quick!
Hiding behind his hands.
Give me a hand for Christ's sake,
hang on.
Just a quick one for the album.
It's disgraceful.
Help!
Help!
Somebody call that gas board!
Hello,
I'm from the gas
board.
Crikey,
that was good.
I got an audio gas bill, so I. You'll tell me, face it, you're
the other two.
But where are the other two?
What other two?
The two loonies from next door. They were here a moment ago.
Here? In my flat?
God, it looks so painful.
Put it right there, old pal. No, I will not. I don't expect we'll be seeing Rottweiler for a bit.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Oh, it's just and then the little dance at the end.
Yeah. Yeah. Brilliant song by the Bum Notes. But it's like a Home Alone when he does, they have all the cartoon stuff on.
Yeah.
It. Like when he burns his head, it looks so painful, the same as Ed Edmondson then.
Oh, when Joe Pesci, like, yeah, he burns it, yeah.
Or on his hand, which is sort of like a homage to Raiders.
Yeah, because it's almost like how much pain and suffering can they actually undergo?
But also, since the other day, I think Kevin McAllister would now be some sort of fucking serial killer. Who's thinking about how to work people like that?
Oh, God, yeah.
Nutter.
Pokes him in the eye, doesn't he? Kicks him in the bollocks.
Oosh. Wow, that was fucking brilliant. You cannot beat Ed Edmondson and Rick Mayall.
A wee bit of bottom there.
Edward Hitler, come down here at once!
Oh, yeah, there's one for you. Mum spots face of Shrek in her curry, but her teen son is less than impressed. A mum has reacted with unbridled joy after discovering the face of Shrek in her curry. Lisa, 56, sat down with husband Mark, 50, when she spotted the film character's face in her food. She said, I called Mark, and he was like, what? Our son, Harrison, 14, didn't really get it, but we found it hilarious. She took a picture of the her own green curry that she had bought from her favourite curry house in Enfield. And now, Kev, I'm going to show you
the reveal.
Sort of.
Yeah, I'll give
it half
give,
his
yeah,
face, but...
Yeah.
Just more of a big green splat, more than anything.
It's a bit more like old, who's Ray Fiennes' character in Harry Potter?
I can't remember.
But it looks like him.
Oh, Voldemort.
Voldemort wearing a Shrek mask, almost like, because it's got his same nose, isn't it? But I can see where she's coming from.
Voldemort,
yeah.
Yeah, it has just the little cone here. Indeed. So, Kev's just nipped off to the toilet to empty his bowel. But funny enough, back from the dead, we've got Marlon here. Mr. Brando, where can they find us?
You know, they search far and wide. They'll find us on, they'll find us on Instagram. Find us on Twitter. And they even find us on Facebook. And if you come to me and you ask, where can I send my suggestions, my ideas, my concerns, and my questions? I say to you, come here on the day of the podcast. I say, you can email us at podculturevultures@gmail.com. Yeah.
Lovely. Cheers, Mr. B.
This is Democracy Manifest.
There we go. And that's enough from us for this week.
It is indeed.
So until next time, catch you on the flippity flop.
Gullibalo.
Ding dong, you're not wrong.
This is great banter.
It really is.